the white supremacy we've been seeing lately, especially under Trump's presidency, it's hard not to think that in some ways we are still fighting the Civil War. Many people glamorize that time in American history, like in Gone with the Wind. But really, it was a shameful time that no one should be celebrating. I think it's really hard to feel the shame about it. And that must be why those people that could feel it the most feel the opposite instead. And they glorify those terrible times.
Hi, welcome to the Shrinks on Third Psychology and Social Justice Podcast. I'm psychologist Cindy Ariel.
And I'm psychologist Julie Mayer. Come on in. There's been a lot in the news in recent years about Confederate symbolism, flags and statues of generals who lost the war. It's a strange thing, really. The Confederacy lost the Civil War. At least they teach that in our public schools.
Yeah.
But it seems like many of the Southerners who fought for the Confederacy and their descendants never really fully joined the Union. Or even though they did, they held on to their Confederate identity as a family and in a cultural way. Today, Cindy and I are going to take a closer look at why Confederate symbolism is still a thing. Let's start with some history.
Okay, yeah, because it is still a thing, and it's a very harmful thing. Confederate statues and other symbols are a very offensive reminder of our history of slavery and racial oppression. The American Civil War was fought between the United States of America and the Confederate States of America, which was a collection of 11 Southern states that left the Union and started their own. We threaten to do that all the time. Those states included Texas, Arkansas, Louisiana, Tennessee, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, Florida, South Carolina, North Carolina, and Virginia.
Wow.
The primary conflict was around slavery.
That's a lot of states. To be clear, the North, or the Union, wanted to abolish slavery, and the South, or the Confederacy, wanted to keep slavery going. They were making a lot of money off the free labor they were getting, and they didn't want to have to free the slaves they'd paid for, they'd purchased, or change the very entrenched way of life that they were used to.
So in February of 1861, a former U.S. Senator and Secretary of War named Jefferson Davis was elected president of the Confederate States of America. After 4 years of bloody conflict, the United States defeated the Confederate States, and in the end, the Constitution was amended to free the slaves, to assure equal protection under the law, and to grant Black men the right to vote. The states that were in rebellion were readmitted to the United States, and the institution of slavery was abolished nationwide. Many U.S. schools, parks, roads, and public squares
in the Southern states that were part of the Confederacy
pay homage to the Confederacy by having Confederate monuments, flags, and other symbols in public view. Why is so much of our public space made to honor some of the darkest parts of our history? Many of them are even protected by state laws.
It is a really weird thing. When I think about it, I think it's really hard to lose. It's hard to be on the losing side.
As we saw in 2016 and in the most recent election as well, yes, it's hard to be on the losing side.
Yeah. So even though the Confederates lost, they wanted to honor their leaders, their dead soldiers, and their time as a Confederacy. I get that. Many families lost a lot, family members, finances, identity. They felt that they had a lot taken from them. Since I've spent most of my life here in the North, I wasn't really very aware of all that symbolism that the South was still holding on to until recently. I thought it was kind of a rare Confederate flag here or there, or a few statues or a building named after a slaveholder that didn't get changed. But that's not what it is. It's really entrenched. There's lots of buildings, lots of flags, lots of statues.
Yeah, me too. And yes, it is hard to lose, but part of what they were losing was their ownership of other people.
Oh, yeah.
And their ability to treat them like property.
Oh, it needed to happen for sure. But for them, it felt like a loss, even though I think from the Northern perspective, it was a crime against humanity, obviously.
Not sure from what perspective it wouldn't be.
You know, that's why we're talking about this today, because yeah. I think there are people who don't think it's a crime against humanity to put people in a submissive position or a weaker position who like to lord over other people. I think that's still popular.
Well, this is also another area in which we've been privileged to look away or not to notice.
Yeah.
Would I notice if there were statues of Hitler in the public park, streets named after concentration camps, or swastikas hanging outside of souvenir shops? Absolutely.
Yeah.
But I never really paid attention to the monuments or the flags until the past few years. I also didn't really understand what they meant, but I feel like we should have.
Yeah, you know, my first experience with that was when my son was going to the University of Virginia, and Charlottesville is an adorable town, and we were walking around Charlottesville, and there's a statue of Robert E. Lee. And I said to him, what? I'm confused.
Yeah.
And it was like this revelation that there's statues to the losers of the Civil War who represented maintaining slavery. I was really surprised. So that's how protected from this I've been.
Right. But meanwhile, this was the era of white resistance at the end of the Civil War, when the people on the wrong side of humanity were glorified with statues and other types of memorials. The KKK used the Confederate flag extensively, and it's used even today to intimidate and to silence voices of forward movement. In fact, did you know the South has its own version of Mount Rushmore?
No. What?
I never heard of it, or at least I don't remember hearing of it. Stone Mountain has a 3-acre-high Confederate memorial carving of Jefferson Davis, who served 4 years as the president of the Confederate, and the two commanders in the Confederate State Army, Robert E. Lee and Thomas Stonewall Jackson, are on the face of this Stone Mountain, which is near Atlanta.
Wow, I never heard of that. That's amazing.
There's nothing comparable in the North that honors the winning side of the Civil War.
That's so weird that the winners didn't celebrate like that, but the losers did. Just saying. It would have been really rude for the winners to lord it aggressively over the losers. And I think...
True, okay.
You know, I think they tried not to. The goal in the North clearly was reunification, not continued hostility. But it seems like the South did not have exactly the same goals, you know? They were hanging on to whatever made them feel good while they were feeling like losers, or at least some of them were. And the people of color in the South have not felt good about those being honored for trying to keep slavery going. It seems like it should be obvious that the statues need to come down. They offend so many people in the population.
They're so offensive. It's been very difficult to have the statues removed, too. According to the Southern Poverty Law Center, while 100 monuments and other symbols of the Confederacy have been removed, there are still 1,747 Confederate monuments, place names and other symbols included, that are still in public spaces all across the U.S. But this doesn't include thousands of monuments, markers, or other tributes that are like in battlefield, museums, cemeteries, and other places historical in nature.
In a way, it makes more sense for them to be in those places, like a museum where you can find a museum that has swastikas in it also. That's different from having it in a public space.
Yeah, well, 34 of these things in public spaces were dedicated after the year 2000.
What? Statues of Confederate leaders were dedicated after 2000, just 20 years ago? That is really disturbing.
Yeah, and many of them are memorials to Confederate soldiers that typically are inscribed with words about their heroism and valor or something like that, or sometimes the details of particular battles or their local units. Some glorify the Confederacy's cause. These monuments are found in a total of 23 states.
More states than were even in the Confederacy?
Yeah, and the District of Columbia.
Oh, gosh.
Outside of the seceding states, those 11, the states with the most are Kentucky, Missouri, and West Virginia. But monuments are also found in states far from the Confederacy, including California and Arizona. There was even a Confederate monument in Massachusetts, but it was removed from the George's Island in Boston Harbor in 2017.
Oh my gosh, that's 4 years ago, not even. I don't understand this. Why are there statues all over the country that had nothing to do with the Civil War?
We couldn't make this stuff up.
It's crazy.
The dedication of monuments and other symbols happened mostly during two different periods, even though some obviously happened even recently, but around 1900, when the states were enacting the Jim Crow laws to mess with the newly freed African Americans, the slaves, and keep society segregated, Southerners began honoring the Confederacy with statues and other symbols. I mean, that sounds really intimidating, right? Almost immediately after the Civil War, and then for the next 20 years, while there was also dramatic growth in the Ku Klux Klan.
So there was the Civil War in the 1860s, and by 1900, statues were going up, and the Ku Klux Klan was growing quickly.
Exactly. And then, beginning again in the early 1950s and through the 60s, the civil rights movement led to a backlash, and more statues and monuments were used and erected.
Every time we make progress with regard to civil rights, the backlash is horrible, and we get more Confederate symbolism.
Yeah. Confederate flags weren't removed from the Capitol grounds of South Carolina and Alabama until 2015.
Oh, that's so shameful. It seems like the battle is between keeping history alive, like, and maintaining symbols of a time that was terrible for African Americans. Like, I think the argument that people who want their Confederate flag, you know, blowing in the wind on their house make is that this is our history. And yeah, it is history, but it's shameful history. It's not history you should be proud of. And it hurts people to this day to see that stuff, because it's like saying, I'd like to go back to the time when African Americans were enslaved. It's really offensive.
They literally say that.
Yeah. I mean, I get that for some people, the proud history of battle is more important than how alienating and offensive those symbols are to so many people. Given the white supremacy we've been seeing lately, especially under Trump's presidency, it's hard not to think that in some ways we are still fighting the Civil War. Many people glamorize that time in American history, like in Gone with the Wind. But really, it was a shameful time that no one should be celebrating. I think it's really hard to feel the shame about it. And that must be why those people that could feel it the most feel the opposite instead. And they glorify those terrible times.
There are ways to keep history alive other than glorifying war and darkness. Sometimes the first symbol of feeling unwelcome might be the symbol of another religion, such as the Star of David or a cross. The impact for people of color or anyone with slavery in their history, walking about where the Confederate flag flies or where there's a statue honoring a Confederate general or slaveholder, must be daily and harsh. And the backlash against the movement to remove such Confederate symbols further solidifies these feelings of not belonging, of rejection and divisiveness. Now that we're aware of these symbols all around, it's important to consider doing what we can to get rid of them.
Agreed. Although I think there are a lot of people who don't agree.
Well, clearly. You know, the flag is the Confederacy's most well-known symbol. A lot of people say removing a flag or monument, renaming a military base or school, or ending a state holiday is basically erasing history. Only a few years ago in 2017, you remember that Charlottesville's Virginia City Council vote to remove the statues of Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson started a ton of demonstrations, including the deadly white supremacist rally that August.
I remember it well because I had been in Charlottesville and it was this beautiful, peaceful place. And then that happened there. It was horrible.
It was horrible. We can honor history by honoring the people and events that moved us forward as a solid, caring nation with the elusive, more perfect union that we'll probably strive for until the end of time. We can't ignore the pain caused by holding the worst of our history in high esteem or the irrationality of that. We have to find ways to narrow the gap that has divided this country since its beginning. I think we have to pay attention to how hard it has been for so much of the country to move on in productive ways.
I agree. Our country is full of cultures that keep changing, maturing, moving. This country moves in progressive directions, even though we keep getting slapped back, like in the past 4 years. But hopefully we have an opportunity to move forward again now.
Yeah, I wish I could see the past 4 years as just a setback. I hope that's what it ends up being. But I think we have to be aware of the serious force that pushes us against progress.
Oh, I get that. But I also believe that as we grow and increase in our empathy for others and continue to become more united, we have to work hard at that. Those symbols of our errors, our lack of understanding, our greed, those should fade into the past and be replaced by symbols of inclusiveness, care, mutual support. And even more importantly, beyond the symbols, we have to keep striving to bring out policy and action that leads to inclusiveness, care, and mutual support.
As you say that, Julie, may it be so.
That's what we want. Yeah. Thank you for joining us today. You can find us at shrinksonthird.com and follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Shrinks on Third. Till next time,
take care.